Sin von Intermezzo bei Richard Strauss. Sistine is the whole opera was really an event in his life, and he himself has written the libretto. There goes the story, but I really don't believe that it's true, but there goes the story that he wanted Hofmannsthal to write a libretto which would be a monument for his wife, whom he loved very much. And when Hofmannsthal came with this libretto, he said, but you have made out of my wife a shrew. And Hofmannsthal said, yes, she is. She really was. And so he himself has written this. And he saw in her not the shrew, he saw in her a very capricious, interesting woman. And when I was out there for 2 weeks to study Dyer's wife in Woman Without Shadow with him in his Landhaus in Garmisch, when he said goodbye to me, he said to me, now you have seen and heard many things here in this household which will have amazed you. But I assure you that one of Pauline's fits of fury is to me more interesting than the adoration of a whole world. Mm-hmm. And that he really meant. I sang in Dresden the premiere of St. Christine, who is really Pauline, nicht wahr, his wife. The very famous father-in-law of Mr. Singer, Fritz Busch, was a conductor. And it was a very wonderful performance. Strauss was there for the last stage rehearsals. But he wanted absolutely that I am like his wife in this opera. Now, in an opera one has also to have some charm. But how can one have charm that one has to say, shut your dirty trap? First scene she has to say. And I said to him, you must give me some freedom. I mean, I cannot be exactly. And then he gave me the greatest compliment he could give anybody. He said, you really are like my wife. I had to swallow before I said, thank you. So this story is very simple of this opera. Kapellmeister Storch, the conductor Storch, is a very famous man, and another one whose name is a little bit like Storch, I've forgotten what it was. He has a sweetheart. And this sweetheart has a name of Mitzi Meyer, we have kept that, yeah. Mitzi Meyer. And one day comes a letter, and the wife opens the letter, and it is a love letter of Mitzi Meyer. Of course, she immediately thinks her husband has betrayed her, which would be absolutely out of the question. But she thinks so, and she wants divorce, and oh, it is a terrible uproar. On the end, to save you a sleepless night, on the end, of course, everything is cream and peaches. They make up and peaches and cream. They make up and they are very wonderful and gentle. Assure each other that this is the most happy marriage on earth. He is on a concert tour, and his wife has met a young baron, Baron Lummer, who is a really good for nothing, a real playboy. But he has made her believe that he works terribly hard, and his health is not very good. Therefore, he has to have a lot of fresh air. The whole time, Christine is very happy that at last somebody comes to this house who comes because of her and not of her famous husband. And now he writes her a letter in which he asks her for a loan of 1,000 marks. She is very crestfallen that also this was an illusion. Oh, but you are in a terrible fury. The whole time you must be
free. So. He wants to borrow. He must be insane. What can he think? $1,000. And how would Robert take it? Such a stupid note. Have a note.
And I really believed.
Pity. Nonsense, nicht wahr? Nonsense. Because you yourself, this Christine, loves her husband very much and would from no. Where are the sofa cushions and these? Everything has to be out here. The sofa cushions. Yes. And then put it on that table, on that chair. So, because she has to play this. So. That's now also over.
That too has now come to an end.
I come to the point.